Well, guys, it's all over. They're back. What do you mean you didn't miss them? Well, of course not. They've only been gone a couple of minutes. But look at the news articles and the drama and everything. I mean, one of them even kissed the ground when they got back. God. I mean, there's more hype and coverage than when we landed on the moon. Well, of course, we didn't really land on the moon. That was fake. Hey, I wonder if this is fake. Well, as it was so successful, I think we should try it again. With the same people, this time, Mars. I mean, but just look how strong and empowered they look. So there it is. 6 brave Femons went to outer space in a penis-shaped rocket. And they must have been up there, well, I don't know, a couple of minutes. And now they'll all be on the talk shows, boring everybody with their experience. Hey, I was just thinking, can you imagine if there was, say, 6 Femons that were sort of astronauts? And they were stuck in space for quite a long time together. Jesus, that'd never work out, would it? And there'd be sort of tampons floating around all over the space station. But it's all a bunch of goddamn hype, isn't it? And it's all because it's Femons. It's like it's the first time anybody's gone to space. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. You don't have to read it. I mean, let's face it, Femons are already obnoxious enough. This means nothing more than a publicity stunt. Okay, guys, I'm out of here.